A very disappointing night tonight, Warren, wasn't it?
Very disappointing. You know, I asked for a reaction after Saturday. It looked as if we were going to get it. We got ourselves into a great position. Again, second half, you know, conceded one right before half time. Probably knocked us on the back foot a little, but saying that, we come out and thought first 5-10 minutes of the second half, we started okay. It's just managing the game. You know, at the moment we can't do it. You know, there seems to be something here at home that we can't get the grips with. But you know, at the end of the day, we've got to take positives from it and also look at the negatives. But you know, we've got another big one on Saturday coming up.
It's really disappointing. First half 2-0 up. It could have been 4 or 5 even at that first 40 minutes.
Well, it's what I say. You've got to be ruthless. You've got to be, you know, horrible in both boxes. And unfortunately, we weren't that tonight. You know, we got ourselves, as I say, in a good position. That's when you want to go on the good teams, kill teams off. We didn't do that. Conceded a very soft goal. You know, before half time. And really, you know, I don't know what it is with the boys at the moment. As I said, you know, it's a game of football. You've got to express yourselves. And at the moment, we're not doing that. Certainly not at home.
It's disappointing we're not doing it for the full 90 minutes. We're playing well for 40 minutes and we're not doing it for the other 40 minutes.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know what I mean? Football's, as I said, it's a 90-minute game of football. You've got to concentrate for that 90 minutes and, you know, see you later. And, you know, at the moment, we're you know, not doing that. And as I said, it's something that we really do have to address. You know, I'm confident we're away for him, but it's something just here at Windsor Park that at the minute that's putting a negative effect on the boys, and I just can't get to the bottom of it.
You're not going to let it get into the heads playing at home, though?
No, never. You know, they should enjoy playing here because it's a fantastic stadium, fantastic pitch, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, there's something not right, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. You know, but it's one that we will certainly do that. We'll be working on a few things here more often, and, you know, hopefully we can get on the track here and get going and make us a fortress.
A result like that doesn't do wonders for the confidence, does it? You'll pick them up again, won't you?
Yeah, we'll always pick them up. You know what I mean? They come in the training, you know, we always pick them up. You know, we'll look at the positives, look at the negatives, as I said, and you know, the pleasing thing as well, some of the boys that hadn't played come in and done a good shift. Yes, the result was disappointing, but you know, some of them get tired at the end, and you know, you've got to look after them because it's a long, long season. We're only 2 months into, 3 months into the season, and you know, I've got to make sure they're fit for Saturday.
Disappointed at the end, you know, the fans show a wee bit of displeasure, isn't it? It's not what you want to hear, is it?
Listen, it's not, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, fans have got an opinion, but it's not something that, you know, I've got to look at because, you know, at the end of the day, I've been in football 18 years. I've played in front of stadiums with 25,000 in it and 30,000. And, you know what I mean? They boo you know what I mean? Listen, the fans have an opinion. You know, I'm a believer in, you know, you don't want a negative effect on the players, but it doesn't help the boys. That's my honest opinion, you know. And I'm a fan myself. No, people know that. But you can't put negative on the boys. You know, I've got to pick that changing room up and go into the next game, and we need everyone behind us because we're still in a great position in the league. I said that, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. You know, people, I don't know, look through glass houses and think that all Linfield guaranteed to win this and win that. They're not. No one's the right to win anything. And, you know, people have to realise that. You know, you look at Man United, there's Louis van Gaal. Is he a bad manager? Because he's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, United on top of the league. He's won, you know, European Cups. He's won leagues wherever he's been. He's rebuilding. I'm doing the same here, and I'll do it my way. And at the end of the day, that people's got to believe it, and I believe it. And that's what I focus on.
Disappointing to go out of this cup that we won, but you know, you look ahead to the next game, and Glenavon is a, you know, perfect opportunity to bounce back, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a game that we've got to bounce back from. You know, it's one that we'll be getting full of confidence, as I said, and it's, you know, I'm confident getting into every game, and you know, pick these boys up for it.
You made a few changes, so a lot of boys getting game time.
Yeah, you know, it was good to see, you know, the wee lad Clucas come in, Jamie Mulgrew come in. I thought Jamie, you know, after Saturday, he got 45 minutes and he hasn't played in a while. He came in tonight. Listen, some of them got tired, but you've got to look after them. They were cramping up and they put a shift in. And as I say, it's good to get some game time, but you know, the result was disappointing.
And just lastly, another sad couple of days for Linfield Football Club, the passing of the great Jerry Burrell.
Yeah, Jerry was fantastic. I remember as a boy coming up the viewing lounge with my father. You know, and I met him for the first time there in 17 years. Jerry last Wednesday. But, you know, he certainly was a character, and he's one that you'd love in that changing room now because he'd tell you how it is.
He would have been disappointed tonight, wouldn't he?
He'd have been very disappointed. But, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to pick ourselves up. You know, it's funerals on Thursday. We've got to pick ourselves up for Saturday and go 1-4 on Saturday.
all the best. Make everybody proud again on Saturday.
Thanks.